Staying connected. This is the Daily Download on 1310 WIBA.
7:31 now on 1310 WIBA, Madison the morning on this Thursday, October 12th. The Wisconsin Hospital Association is touting its updated version of Price Point. If you're like me, I hadn't realized there was this service available for a while now. Very handy. It's an online resource. It allows us to compare hospital charges and other financial data. On the line with me, I have Brian Potter, the Senior Vice President of Finance and COO of the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Robin.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I didn't see, I was reading about this price point, and I'm like, oh, this is very handy. And I looked, it's like, oh my gosh, it's been around for a while. When did you guys start this?
Well, we actually started the website back in 2005, and that was in response to, that's about as long as our Hospital Association's Information Center has been collecting hospital and ambulatory surgery discharge data. So it was a way to put that information out in a usable format for the consumer and general public. However, it was primarily a kind of a reference website at that point, and it's really evolved over time to where it's now much more of a consumer education website, and I think it's really changed for the better because, you know, hospital charges are just kind of one component of being an educated healthcare consumer, and this tries to fill in those additional gaps.
Well, and Brian, if I know some people are in the boat I'm in, I've seen, you know, big changes for my insurance plan in deductibles and copays.
Right, and that's why, you know, becoming more of an educated consumer has really taken on a, you know, more important role because, again, you have seen insurance plans change, and so kind of knowing what your financial responsibilities are is an important piece of this. And while Price Point and the hospital charge information is one piece of it, you know, really interacting with your insurance company and understanding that's another. And Price Point provides a checklist of things to consider, direct contacts to those insurance companies, actually contacts to the hospital. They have financial counselors and people like that can help people navigate some of this. And so there's just a lot of additional resources in addition to that charge information that kind of helps round out the whole healthcare consumer kind of toolkit of things they need to consider.
Yeah, so I have, you know, I pulled up the Wisconsin Price Point website, and if you can kind of walk us through it here, you have a number of categories: getting started, condition, hospital, pricing, payment. So I would imagine you get right to the get started, whether you're going to be inpatient or outpatient.
Sure, yep. So you got to, yeah, it starts off with kind of what you're looking for in terms of a service. So, you know, a typical outpatient or something someone might be interested in would be a price or charges on related to something like a colonoscopy, things like that. On the inpatient side, you know, again, it could be something like a knee replacement or something like that. I mean, but it's really the whole gamut of services. And then I think, as I mentioned, Price Point has always had the hospital component. I think another new part of Price Point is we're incorporating data from another source that we don't collect, which is from WIO, which is the Wisconsin Health Information Organization, because, for example, in the knee replacement example, you know, the hospital component is just one component. There's a physician component. You know, once you're out of the hospital, you might need rehab services.
Oh, sure,
you might need crutches. It tries to fill in other type charges that you might typically see for that episode of care. So that sort of rounds out the charge component. And then Price Point, once you get through that, then Price Point then starts talking about your insurance. You actually select your insurance company on the website, and it'll provide contacts. There's a checklist of questions you need to consider about your insurance. You know, there's which providers are within network, and things like that are very important into what you'll ultimately have to pay.
Yeah, because, you know, for many plans, if it's out of network, you're going to have to do some shopping around. I would think you'd want to see what's out there to get your best price.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, Price Point does not take the insurance company component of this out of it. It actually helps you interact with your insurance company. Now, in Madison, we're pretty blessed. We have pretty large networks, and the health plans tend to be aligned with, you know, with certain provider networks that are pretty broad. So that works out pretty well. But again, you're right. I mean, those are the kind of questions that you have to ask. And then, you know, even for folks that are uninsured, Price Point provides resources about how they might get insurance through links to the Health Insurance Exchange and Medicaid, but also It provides links to hospitals' financial assistance policies and things like that. So this really, the website's really designed for a consumer regardless of whether they have insurance or not.
And how have you, I'm sure you have somebody who tracks activity as far as consumer usage of this site. I'd imagine over the years it's just been steadily growing as we've seen big changes in the industry.
It hasn't, yeah. And we think the latest change to the website, again, because, you know, charges from just a hospital are interesting and one piece of it, but don't provide, you know, sort of the whole scope. And the new website really, again, walks you through additional education pieces and has contacts. So it's, we think it's a much more useful resource for consumers.
Yeah, and you know, focusing on the actual charges, I guess that's for another day. Why are things so darned expensive, Brian?
How much time do you have?
It's just, wow. What does a good knee replacement run these days?
Well, again, I mean, that's, you know, it can be rather pricey, and you know, that's another component that people don't talk about is, you know, it used to be people didn't get knee replacements. You know, now it's the quality of life that those have improved, and we see people in their 70s and 80s getting knee replacements, so people are more active and those types of things. So, you know, even how healthcare is delivered and the kind of services that people use have really evolved over time.
All right. Brian Potter is the Senior Vice President of Finance, also the Chief Operating Officer of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, talking about their upgrades to the site price point, doing some shopping around, comparing prices as far as procedures that you may need. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It is 7:37 now on 1310 WIBA.